This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. So they've got 20 on this list of poverty foods that everyone still loves.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think is a poverty food, cheap food that you still eat a lot of?
The problem is, in my mind, poverty food would have been like ribs. But if it's cheap food, like just white bread, ramen noodles, both of which I still like.
Macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm.
In the box. Yeah.
Grilled cheese sandwich, peanut butter and jelly.
So number one on the list, they had rice and beans.
All right.
Which can be served a bunch of different ways. Mm-hmm. You go to a Mexican restaurant, usually it's going to be like black beans and rice.
They do it right, man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what else, man.
It's like red beans and rice, which is okay.
I like red beans and rice.
I don't dislike it, but I would take Mexican style first.
Yeah. And if you don't want to go crazy, I'm telling you, man, those little 90-second bags, they have beans, they have rice, and separate, you just mix them all together. Those things are lifesavers.
I always preferred refried.
Okay.
I think they have those as well.
I'll be honest with you. There's not many beans I don't like.
Yeah, now that we're saying it, we could just go on. It sound like Bubba. All my baked beans, you do black beans.
I always liked, I don't know if Popeye still has it. He used to have the dirty rice.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still have it either. Man, it was good.
Yeah. You used to just get a couple biscuits and dirty rice, call it a day. All right.
That sounds like a real bad cop comedy. Biscuits and dirty rice. Lieutenant Biscuit steams up with his crazy partner, Sergeant Dirty Rice.
Woke up smelling like biscuits and dirty rice, you know what I'm saying? All right, next on the list of poverty foods we still like, gravy and rice.
Yes.
I've never had that.
I've never thought about putting gravy on my rice.
But now it makes a lot of sense.
It was never solely, all right, kids, tonight we're having gravy and rice. But no, my mom would make like a chicken dish or something like that, and then or a turkey dish, and she'd make like a turkey gravy and put that over rice, a little bit of salt on top of that. Dude, it is fantastic.
That actually sounds good. Right?
It
sounds good. We always put it on mashed potatoes, but it makes a lot of sense on rice.
Right. Mm-hmm. Still, it's just another starch.
Right, and I put gravy, I've had gravy fries and stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I've just never thought about pouring it on rice.
Yeah, fully worth it. It is fantastic. I don't care what kind of gravy it is. It's great.
Okay.
Especially like a cream of mushroom or something like that, too.
Ugh.
That's right. Loco,
you don't, you don't like mushroom.
Cream of mushroom, I'll give that credit, though. There's plenty of recipes that call for it.
It is
good flavor.
Side note, Miles, Moco Loco is doggone fantastic.
Yeah, it's like a beef gravy and white rice.
Yeah.
So it's obviously it works.
And that patty, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Next on the list, pretty simple, potatoes.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Because there's a million ways you can do them.
Correct.
That's the beauty of the potato, man. I feel like potatoes and chicken. If you have those two things, there's 8,000 dishes you can make.
Does anybody know anybody that doesn't like potatoes? You obviously don't like certain cuts. Like, Miles, you don't like scalloped potatoes. But, is there anybody that's
My
daughter says she doesn't like potatoes. But I'm like, you're eating potato chips. You always eat French fries.
There you go.
You understand, they're potatoes. But in a kid's mind, you can tell them that. And their mind is like, no, it's made of potato. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, it's just a potato.
Mm-hmm. It's how you prepare it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, hash browns.
Great.
Potato salad. I'm not going to do this. Yeah. There's a lot of good.
Don't bubble.
Mashed potatoes, scallop potatoes.
Potatoes all gratin. Right there, Mike.
Baked potatoes.
You just touched on it with potatoes and chicken. Chicken thighs.
Yep.
Chicken thighs, generally cheaper. I remember when I was a kid, every once in a while, my mom was kind of famous for her fried chicken.
All right.
But I remember my dad would be like, just fry up thighs. Because he loved them. And I was like, that's a weird thing. But as I've gotten older, I eat more chicken thighs than I probably do chicken breast.
It's more tender and more juicy, man.
Flavors in the dark meat.
Yo, best skin, too.
Yes. Yes.
I'll tell you what. You get some of those skinless, boneless ones, throw them in the air fryer.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to have skin on them. I mean, I love the skin so much. I got to have
skin in the game, Miles.
When it comes to thighs, hell yeah, baby.
I don't know how big this one is in here, but steamed frozen vegetables.
You know, it's not big here.
Yeah. We had the grown-up.
I had it growing up, but they say these are that you still love.
See,
I still keep a bag of frozen vegetables in my freezer all the time.
To me, it's not poverty food until you mix them together, and they're mixed vegetables. Yeah, right. Like a bag of corn's a bag of corn to me. Broccoli is broccoli. It could be frozen, whatever, man. But when you mix them all together and include lima beans,
and that's a meal,
that's poverty.
Yeah.
Next on the list, instant noodles, like ramen noodles.
Yeah, dude, I still rock those, but I use them in other things.
All right, so those last, honestly, the last three things to me, we used to, me and Burris used to do this all the time. We would make them. We would just cook chicken. Cook the frozen vegetables, cook the ramen noodles, and then mix them together.
Yeah, yeah, and that's pretty much
same
it.
Same thing with rice.
My wife still throws frozen green beans into her ramen. She did that this week.
That sounds disgusting freak.
Yes, she is.
Carrots. I didn't realize that was a poverty food.
No.
It's just a vegetable to eat. But, you know.
Yes, it is.
Well,
yep. Roasted carrots are fantastic.
I will tell you, man. You go to some restaurants, and I hate to be this old guy, but I forget where I was.
Carrots?
Oh, a cooked carrot I love, but the star of this dinner was these roasted carrots with this balsamic glaze on them.
And if you're going to bake them, leave the greens on. They're good, too.
I'll eat the whole damn thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Pasta. These are 20 poverty meals or foods that everybody loves.
Love pasta.
You got spaghetti. You got elbow pasta.
You don't forget that angel hair.
Risotto. You got
tortellini.
Pork shoulder.
Yeah, pork shoulder, man. Sure. That's
pulled pork.
And one I stole from my buddy Brett. He's from St. Louis. You ever had a pork steak?
Yes, they're fantastic.
They're fantastic.
They're absolutely fatty enough so they're not like a pork chop and dry out.
Yeah.
They got a ton of flavor. They are amazing.
You got to look for them, but they're super cheap, easy to cook.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
Let's see. Tofu.
Ew. No. Come on.
No, man. I never grew up on tofu.
I'm with you. I have tried tofu so many times. It just...
It's got to be with something that buries it.
Yeah,
but once you kind of get through the outside and your teeth makes contact with the un-whatever tofu,
right?
You're reminded that you're eating tofu.
Which is why the sofritas from Chipotle is, honestly, I would still just eat that just straight up because I think it breaks down the tofu to where you don't get that chew into it and then you get to the tofu center.
Yeah, exactly.
It's broken down small enough and it's just in that sauce.
A delicious tofu center.
Right.
All right. Now, Miles, I said there was one on this list. I know for a fact all of us in here would still eat these. These are from they originated in Europe, but they're kind of famous to me in the Pittsburgh area.
Pierogies.
Damn right.
Yep.
Okay.
I crushed the pierogi.
For some reason, I thought they were German or Polish, but I don't know.
Well, they are Eastern European originally.
All right.
But I never really had pierogies, and we had family in Pittsburgh, and every time we'd go up there, they'd have pierogies. So you got to go here and get the pierogies. And then we started buying Mrs. T's pierogies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the good
stuff.
Yeah,
they do pierogies and Bloody Mary mix. Honest to God, they have one plant. They do two things, Bloody Mary mix and pierogies.
And that is it.
That is all they do.
Poverty foods we still all like. Hot dogs.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Pretty plain and simple there. Everybody likes a hot dog.
Nobody's too good for a hot dog.
Taco night at home. Damn if you use a ground beef, it's fine. And listen, tacos have come a long way. There's a lot of good places to get real authentic tacos.
Sure.
But there's nothing wrong with doing ground beef or ground turkey for sitting at home just making tacos.
Morata.
Top ramen's on the list again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oatmeal.
I don't love jam. I mean, if I have to eat it, I could. But
I'd rather do cream of wheat, honestly.
Really?
Yes.
Yep. Like oatmeal, but it can be pretty bland on its own.
We can always add stuff. And I can add stuff to cream of wheat as well, but man, I don't know. And where did they get that cream?
Popcorn made the
From
list.
The guy on the box.
Hell yes.
Cabbage is on the list.
I mean,
cabbage isn't awful, but like it's an additive to something
coleslaw,
else.
Right?
You know what I mean? I can't imagine ripping off leaves of cabbage. Like, this is pretty damn good.
No, but coleslaw I love, and then corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's the Irish heritage.
A handful of cabbage. It's like, what happened to me? What happened to my life?
Fried Spam is on the list.
Yeah, people still rock that.
And then, basically, you brought it up earlier, mac and cheese, but they're saying like chili mac or tuna mac.
Okay.
Any of that kind of stuff. Cutting up the hot dogs, putting them in your mac and cheese.
I'd also add tater tots to that list, but, you know.
Yep.
It just seemed to be a staple growing up.
Yeah. Well, also a potato.
Oven baked potato.
Right.
That's very good. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.